Welcome back. So again, we have Sarah, and Sarah is going to be walking us through a process, and she's going to be helping you feel into your body and work on some things that might be affecting you in your stress and how you want to work through to bring yourself into this better aligned state. So welcome, Sarah. I'm very excited to have you back.
Thank you, Rama. It's great to be back with you.
So take it away. Let's just dive right
Okay.
into your experience.
Thank you. So, can you relate to this? It's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're wide awake. And it's not because you're living the dream, it's because your body has forgotten how to sleep. Your brain, it's running marathons. Your chest is so tight with anxiety, and your energy's just disappeared. And yet, tomorrow, you're going to be leading a team and crushing some deadlines, and you're just going to smile like you've got it all together. Does that sound familiar? This was me a few years ago, and I know that there are other midlife women out there who've done the same. They've checked all those boxes. Degrees, careers, families, and yet their bodies, they feel like they're betraying them. They have mood swings, they have sleepless nights, and it feels like your warranty has expired as you turned 45. But you're not crazy. Your symptoms are really real. But you know, living with them doesn't have to be. Because here's the truth that we're not told by Western medicine. The symptoms that we've got in our body are just signals. They're actually not life sentences. They're your body's way of waving that red flag. It's not the end of the road. Your own beliefs drive your biology. So if you're thinking this is just how it is now, your body's going to believe you. And healing, it starts with clarity. It's knowing what to release, what to replace, and what to reclaim so that your energy comes flooding back. So, as you know, I'm Sarah. I was a registered nurse for 20 years. And I lived through this for a few years in that medical model. I suppressed my symptoms. I used pills. I used creams. And actually, my wake-up call wasn't dramatic or public. It was in my own kitchen, realizing that something had to change. And I rebuilt my health and I addressed my stress patterns. And I learned how chronic overwhelm just erodes women long before burnout even has a name. So I left my job as a nurse and retrained as a coach because I realized that I wasn't alone. There's lots more women out there doing exactly what I did, pushing through, holding it together. And on the outside, we're all looking fine. But on the inside, these women's bodies were waving those red flags like mine had done. And that's why I do the work I do now. I help professional midlife women ditch those symptoms that are draining and sucking the life out of them, the anxiety, the sleep problems. And I help them to reclaim their vibrant, symptom-free living life. So you can keep pushing through, medicating your symptoms as I did. Or you can start rewriting your story. And that means we have to flip the switch in our mind so that we can reclaim that energy and feel like ourselves again. And the beauty of this is you get to choose because your body's not broken, it's communicating. Your symptoms are those messages from your body. And burnout and overwhelm is not your body giving up on you. It's your body asking you to come home back into yourself. So the next time you feel a symptom, rather than asking, how do I get rid of this symptom, like we were trained to do, try changing your question to, what might my body be trying to tell me? You don't have to wait until everything falls apart like I did to listen. Healing begins when we start listening instead of fighting. So give yourself a timeout and take a minute and check in and listen to what your symptoms are really trying to say. And with that, I'd like to take you through a guided meditation. I'm going to lead you through a stress reduction meditation. So find yourself a comfortable place to sit or lie down and close your eyes and take a moment to settle into your space. Take three deep breaths whilst your eyes are closed. And as you breathe out, allow yourself to relax a little more. I'd like you to notice how your body feels against the surface that you're resting on. Feel where your body's touching the surface. Take a deeper breath in now and hold it for a moment. And then slowly exhale it out through your mouth. Let's do that again. Breathe in through your nose deeply. Hold it a moment. And exhale, releasing any tension. As you continue to breathe slowly and deeply, bring your attention to your body and notice where you might be holding any tension. Feel into that place and allow that tension to soften and release with every exhale. Now I'd like you to imagine yourself in a beautiful, peaceful place. It could be somewhere you've visited before, or it could be a place that's completely imaginary. Picture this place clearly in your mind. Notice what you see around you. Notice the colours, the shapes of your surroundings. Take in every detail and notice the beauty around you. Now let's engage all of your senses in this peaceful space. What do you hear? Are there any leaves rustling? Are there any birds singing? Is there a gentle lapping of water against the shore at the beach? And as you listen, allow the sounds to deepen your relaxation. Now, let's breathe in the scents of this place. What do you smell? Perhaps it's the salty air of the ocean, or the earthy scent of pine trees. Take a moment to inhale deeply and appreciate the smells that bring you peace. Now feel into the sensations of your beautiful, peaceful space. Are you sitting on warm sand or laying in soft grass? Perhaps you feel a gentle breeze on your skin or the warmth of the sun. Allow yourself to fully experience this peaceful feeling. As you breathe deeply and continue to immerse yourself in this peaceful place, imagine that with every breath, you are becoming more relaxed and more centered. With every inhale, you are filling yourself with calm and peace. And with every exhale, you are letting go of any tension, stress or worries. Picture the stress leaving your body like dark clouds being carried away by the breeze. As each cloud disappears, your body feels lighter and your mind feels quieter. Now imagine all that stress and tension that you've been carrying are being released from your body. You might see the stress as dark, heavy energy that flows out of you and into the ground, where it's absorbed and neutralized. With every breath, feel the weight of the stress lifting from your shoulders, your chest, your mind. Let go of any pressure and allow yourself to feel a profound sense of relief and calm. As you rest in this peaceful space, I'd like you to find a physical gesture that will help you to anchor in this relaxation. This could be placing a hand on your heart or pressing your thumb and forefinger together, holding your arm down by your thigh and pressing your palm into your thigh. Whatever feels natural for you. This anchor will allow you to recall this calm feeling whenever you need it. So take a moment now and practice your anchor and notice how your body responds to the sensation of relaxation. When you're ready to return to this present moment, Take a deep breath in. Notice how the air feels as it enters your lungs. Begin to bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Notice the sounds around you, the feeling of your body touching what's supporting you, and any other sensations in your body. Allow your peaceful space to stay with you as you begin to gently open your eyes, bringing the calm and relaxation back with you into the present moment. And as you open your eyes, take a moment to notice how you feel. And remind yourself that you have the ability to return to this peaceful place at any time by using your anchor. This calm space is always available to you, and you can return to it whenever you need to find peace. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for that experience. That was lovely. I hope you all enjoyed that as well. And thank you again, Sarah, for our beautiful conversation and for this beautiful meditation. And if you all would like to find out more about Sarah, you can go to the speaker page and read her bio and also go to her website. And don't forget to pick up her free gift. So thanks again, Sarah. Thank you all for being here, and much love and blessings to all of you.
Thank you, Rama. Thank you, everybody, for listening.